Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nicholson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Justy is 0-for-1 in the game. Justy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Justy reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Phillips trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Harrison moves to third. Bob Aspromonte, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrison scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Barry Lattman now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Barry Lattman. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carol Sembra now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hundley is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 5, Cubs, 5. Calhoun's now pitching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Carol Sembra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sembra strikes out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lillis scores. It's 6-5, Astros. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-5, Astros. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sembro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.